اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجهم.
Respected Muslim brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. This is Habibullah Fasihzada with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International School Network. So the students as well, yes, in cooperation with the students of Sevier International School Network. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope, inshallah, you are safe and healthy wherever you are and whenever you are. May Allah Almighty, inshallah, protect you from all evils and illnesses. So, we are back, inshallah, with another session of the Quranic series of sessions. And inshallah, today, as the previous sessions, we will be practicing, reciting, reading the Holy Quran and practically applying the rules and the things that the points that we just studied, we have just studied so far. Well, inshallah, we'll be in this session as well, applying them on the verses of the Holy Quran. So, it's very good if whenever, for example, you want to start doing something good, start with the name of Allah Almighty and reciting a salawat, then finishing the work as well, saying Alhamdulillah and reciting a salawat. So, we have started again the work. Let's...
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ali
Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Okay. There is a hadith... from Imam, from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think.
Allahumma.
I've forgotten that. So, says, "Kullu amrin dhibalin lam yubda bi bismillah fa huwa abtar." So any work, anything, any activity, which matters, which is important, okay? If it's not getting started with Bismillah or with the name of Allah Almighty, it's gonna have bad results. It's not gonna have a good result. Okay?
Okay.
So, Alhamdulillah, our classes are Quran classes. It's kind of wajib for us, okay? To start with the name of Allah Almighty and finish with the name of Allah Almighty, right? So let's recite one more time a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ajil farajum.
Salawat is like this. Look, in salawat we have Allah as well. We have the Holy Prophet as well and his purified progeny as well. Allahumma means, oh Allah Almighty. So first is Allah. Salli ala Muhammad, second Prophet. Ali Muhammad. Okay, like this. So it's a good dhikr or remembrance
of
Allah.
Yeah, farajahum, sir, also for ajil.
Farajahum, farajahum means, hum means the family.
If you say farajahum.
The progeny, the prophet
Allah
and his family.
Family means.
Let's continue. The first sign we talked about, hadi, was a tiny little jim. That tiny little jim tells you that you are allowed to make a pause, or if you want, you can continue connecting and joining to the next part of the ayah.
It's
right?
A baby, it can't stop us.
In the next ayah as well, we have يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّ مَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْفِيهِ وَإِذَا أَضْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا Little jim. Next one. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Again jim. But remember one thing, guys. These signs that we are studying now, they are based on the Usman Taha version of the Quran. In some versions of the Quran, for example, the version of the Quran published in Pakistan, or in some other countries like some African countries, so they are a little different. I mean the signs. For example, maybe instead of jim, they have za, or maybe a ta, for example, or something else. But it has the same meaning. Sometimes, based on the meaning, they check. Okay. Some, for example, interpreters or the teachers of the Quran, they see or they understand that this, if we put jim here, it's better. Okay, the meaning is better. If we put, for example, a mim here or some other signs, it's better. So there's no problem, okay? So jim tells you, you're allowed to do it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, have you learned it?
Yes.
Yes. But what is the sign?
The second sign that helps you out with joining and making a pause, where to make a pause, is Sad Lam Ya. Salah or Sali, right? Salah, I think it's Salah because the Ya doesn't have dots, yes?
Yes.
Salah. So this Salah tells you, Muhammad Salah, the Egyptian footballer, no, okay? Salah. This one.
Salah.
So he Salah. Is Salah.
Oh, right.
Salah.
Salah means
Tajweed helps you a lot. Yes, Salah, pronunciation of the letters.
Salah.
So, Salah.
وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Another sign, قال
قال
صلاة قال. These two. صلاة tells you that it's okay, you can make a pause here. And it's better to make a pause.
But Kala, you should make.
Sir, we have a salah.
Oh, sorry. I just made a mistake. Let me fix the mistake. Salah tells you that it's better to connect. It's better to connect. Salah means it's better to wasl, make wasl.
Yeah, salah wasl.
Connect it. But you can make a pause.
That's no problem.
Yes, Hadi, Mahdi? The guide and the guided one. Salah tells you, if you see that salah on the top of the word, salah tells you that you can make a pause, but it's better to go. Connect.
Yes.
Sarqala.
I'm not sarqala. Or qala, there is another thing, qala. Qala tells you that it's better to make a pause. Also, you're allowed to go, but it's better to make a pause here, okay?
So basically, all three of them have the same meaning.
The same meaning with this meaning, that you are allowed to continue or make a pause. But in gym, you have both sides, two options. Go. Or make a pause.
It's good to go and it's
no
good
priority.
To pause.
Yeah, no, there is no priority. Okay.
But the salam is like basically it's
the
priority
is on.
It's better to go and not
to go.
To,
yes.
Stop.
The
but
station.
In this one, it's better to stop.
The next
the
station is Qala. The station of Qala. The priority is to make a pause. Okay, Muhammad Yahya.
Yes.
So far we have learned three.
Yes.
Jim tells you, you can make a pause or you can go.
Yeah,
two options.
50-50.
Two options. 50-50. Okay?
Yeah.
Salah, the next station is Salah.
It's better.
It's 25-50. 25-50?
40-50 or 40-50.
What?
Yeah.
No, 60-50.
Okay.
25-50. 50.
Whatever.
No.
Look, it's like this. So which one is prior?
If we make a... it's better to go.
Better to go.
Yeah.
Connect it.
Yes? Connect it to the next part. Here we have... يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم. I can make a pause, but it's better to go. Like this. يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا. Like أبصارهم. Make a pause. No problem. أبصارهم كلما. No problem. But it's better to continue, right, Mahdi? As he said.
Yes.
So two options we have. Which option is better? Connecting is better.
Connecting
is better.
But I don't find any qala here.
Qala, have you found qala?
No. Qala is right here. It's on page
one,
3.
1 minute. There is one more salah. There is one more salah.
The last of
Hijarat.
There is one more ayah on the same page. الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا رزقا لكم. صلاة again.
So we have again in Hijarat.
Ah, yes. The last ayah on this page as well. فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين. You can make a pause or continue, but continuing is better.
So we have qala in page 3.
And page 9 we have. And page 9 we have qala. Yeah.
Okay.
Page 5.
So in the next page 5, we have sala a lot. We have jim.
Yeah.
And
yes,
there's one more thing.
Very much.
But one minute. What page is it, Muhammad Yahya?
Page 9.
Page 9?
Yes.
The
last
ayah. Hadi Mahdi. Hadi, sorry. So there's a qala here.
They both are gonna read.
Hadi.
Okay, me.
Go to page 9.
Me. So the last
ayah.
Page 9.
But there's one in. Wait, we're looking
okay,
for a
page
qala?
9, we have two. Qala, yes. We have three in page 9.
So there's a qala in page 3. Okay, leave it.
Yeah,
leave it. Come here. Page
9.
9, ayah 61. The last ayah on this page, we have three qala.
I find some.
Yeah,
read the whole ayah.
Mahdi, do you want to read it?
No.
Okay, I'll read this.
You're a scaredy cat.
Okay,
if
wait,
you want, no. I can read page 10.
Yeah.
Of course.
Listen up. So, in page 9... The second, last ayah,
the
first line
ayah.
No, second line no, third line no, fourth line. اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت. I can continue. I can make a pause at سألتم. Which one is better, Hadi?
To make pause.
Make a pause at this
also
station.
Also, we have here قلع.
The next
yes,
one down. Again with
Allah.
Yeah, وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ قَلَى here.
Yeah.
ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ. Is it better to make a pause here or no?
Yeah, yeah, it's better to make a pause.
وَبَاءُ بِغَضَبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَكْفُرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ تلون النبيين بغير الحق. So, making a pause بغير الحق. Is it better or no? من هل حسين. Is it better to make a pause بغير الحق?
حق.
Yes? Say something, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, why? Because we have the sign of قلاء station. قلاء station. So, جيم station, صلاة station, قلاء station.
Yes.
Come back to page. Ajim Salah Qala. Come to page
5.
Sir, my turn. Now look. So, go on, Hadi, recite. And when you go to get to the Salah station, apply the rule.
Salah.
A'udhu Billah, Bismillah. Go on.
A'udhu Billahi Minash Shaitan Rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأوتوا به متشبها وهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون.
Thank you so much. You had some mistakes, but that was good. Thank you so much. Inshallah, the next more signs, okay? We will talk about them. But before that, we have to recite a salawat. Then we will come back, inshallah. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان